All that went into effect over the summer made previously closed adoption records available to Hoosiers who were put up for adoption from 1941 to 1993. It gives them the opportunity to access vital information, like the names of their birth parents. But as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, it's taking the state longer than expected to process and release the records.
From the moment you step into Kathleen Anderson's home, it's obvious family means a lot to her. The word is featured prominently on several decorative signs that cover her walls, and there's a large assortment of family photos displayed above the fireplace. As we sit down in her living room, she shows me a picture of her three children from her daughter's wedding.
I mean, my daughter, she always gets how much she looks like me and sounds like me. My oldest son looks more like his dad.
But when it comes to who Anderson looks like, the picture isn't as clear. Bob and Jane Kelman adopted her at birth in 1968. A framed, worn portrait taken shortly after the adoption shows them dressed up with Anderson in Jane's arms. Anderson says it's their first family picture.
I kind of always like this picture because it really captures to me like the essence of who they were at that point in time. So proud to have me as their daughter.
Anderson says she's grateful for her adoptive family, but she's wondered her entire life about her origins. She has small tidbits of information, including her birth date, the hospital she was born at, and her mother's age, only 16 when she gave birth. Her adoptive parents also told her they agreed to raise her Catholic as a condition of the adoption. But Anderson wants to know more.
I guess I've just always wanted to know, what was my parents' story?
She hoped she could soon find out. A law that went into effect in July opened up previously closed adoption records. It gives Hoosiers put up for adoption during that time access to more information, which could include their birth parents' identities. Birth parents can contact the state if they wish to restrict any identifying information from being released to the child. But Anderson decided to take a chance and file the paperwork anyway. She submitted it to the state shortly after the law took effect in July.
I had expected at the time that I filed that, you know, maybe around Thanksgiving or beginning of December I would have it. Now I'm thinking it might be more like March or April.
The Indiana State Department of Health is in charge of processing the requests. The agency didn't make anyone available for an interview, but a media relations representative said in an email, the state has received more than 3,300 records requests under the new law. Nearly half of those came within just the first 2 weeks the law went into effect. The department says it's released just over 860 records. We are continually looking at ways to decrease the processing time, including hiring additional staff, because we know this information is very important to those who are seeking it, the email says. Anderson says she's frustrated by the long wait to get her information. Legislators passed the bill in 2016, but waited to put it into effect until 2018. The thinking was that would give the state 2 years to prepare. Anderson says she's not sure why the state didn't allocate additional resources to help, but she's hopeful the process will be worth the wait.
You know, I never thought I'd even get this opportunity. I've waited 50 years. A couple more weeks, months, in the grand scheme of things, isn't that long.
The state says it could take up to 20 weeks to process each record. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.
Republican State Senator Randy Head is proposing a bill this year that would address another issue with the adoption records bill. It would make it clear people are entitled to copies of their adoption records rather than just getting the opportunity to inspect or copy the information by hand.